This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jobs and foreclosed home.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's a really big show today into the weekend.
Really big shoe.
It is a big show, and I've got big shoes. In fact, well, actually, it's funny, Super Don. When I had my day trip or overnight trip to Sarasota, you know of all the things I forgot? Shoes.
Shoes?
Really? I forgot my shoes. I know. Well, yeah, well, I had flip-flops. But, you know, I had to do a
So you had to go the whole time in flip-flops?
No, you know, my friend took me out to, like, a local shoe store, and I got some shoes. So I had to, yeah, I was like, come on,
well,
you get your shoes.
That's better than forgetting to wear pants, though. So
true.
I think you did all right.
Yeah, I have not forgotten pants yet, and, you know, that's good. Even on the air, for the most part, we don't do no pants Sundays already on the show or anything like that. That I know of, anyway. But that wouldn't make it on video, just so you know. Anyway, so what is this show all about? Yeah, health. Freedom, healing, liberty. But man, you want to talk about government being caught dead to rights and not doing what they're required to do by law? Woohoo! Del Bigtree, RFK Jr., beat back HHS on a lawsuit. What HHS revealed? Stunning, shocking. Anybody who's ever been criticized for having questions about the vaccine program in America, you have been vindicated. And we're going to talk to Del Bigtree this hour about that. Then next hour, hashtag walk away. Brandon Strock's obviously not here because I think he's in Greece right now on holiday trying to deal with everything that's going on with the walk away campaign. But Celia Farber has written another article that you've got to read. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com about Al Conti, a Grammy nominated. All right, we interrupt this previously recorded version of the Robert Scott Bell Show to come back live temporarily because something goofed up and we don't know what it is.
Try to adjust your television set.
Everything is good. You know what I think people, I think this is what happens, the deep state. They're like mad at me for revealing their corruption at the deepest levels of government. And they're like, you know what, we're going to screw up
your
first segment of hour two. All right, while Mackenzie's working on that, we'll get the bulk of the hour back to advanced medicine. And Dr. Bitar and I will be talking about the HHS lawsuit, of course. And the significance here is that since the passage of the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Program into law, which took, you know, about a year and a half or so before it really kicked in, part of the deal, once again, was that HHS was supposed to report back to Congress periodically, and they said, I think within 2 years, what's going on with vaccine safety? You know, are there fewer adverse events, more adverse? What are you doing to test safety and report? Because, you know, there was the price. If you were going to alleviate all liability to vaccine manufacturers, that was the price. HHS was going to do it. But HHS apparently never intended to do it. Congress never intended to hold their feet to the fire, or else there would be some evidence over the past 30 years that they had at least once. Is that too much to ask? Of course not too much to ask. To follow the law. But in America, yes, America. Did I say they were first world? No, in this case, they're third world. They're out for the highest bidder. Highest bidder being Big Pharma. I'm just, you know, so sad that I wasn't around as an advisor to the Reagan administration to tell Ronnie, hey, Ronnie, don't do it. They are going to destroy the next generations of Americans. They're going to make it impossible for young Americans to grow up and even be qualified to enter the military if you feel like that's a constitutionally prescribed duty to have an army or armed forces to defend the nation. And that's indeed, you know, what's happening here at a faster and faster level. Now, one of the other things that Dr. Bitar brings up in this first segment, and you're going to have to catch the archives of it later, because Super Donald, you know, put it together for you so everybody can hear it properly, is that this vanvcd.org. And Super Don, I don't know if you included that in the notes, the vanvcd.org. Is it in the notes today? I hope so. Yeah,
I did. If you go to the show notes and you just scroll down through the articles that Bitar talks about, you'll see a banner there. It says vanvcd, and it actually gives you an opportunity to take the survey. 11-question survey. Yep.
Well, and that is a very simple thing to do if your kids have been vaccinated or not or partially vaccinated. The information that you provide is invaluable because it helps us to assess the health, the functioning, the mental capacity of children who have been fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, or not vaccinated at all. It's a self-assessment. But it gives us insight and information that no one else is getting us, especially not from the government, the HHS, that has fallen down on the job. So this is a big part of how you can participate, how you can do some good works here. Take part in the vanvcd.org, and it's linked up in the show notes, as Super Don says. I see it here. Yes, vanvcd.org. You just scroll down enough, and you'll find it. Now, there's another story here about asking about vaccine opponents. Why do vaccine opponents... You know this one?
You know, yes, and I did, you know, I didn't get a chance to get in on the discussion on this, but this just rubs me the wrong way, because this particular article, basically what it goes into and says that if you are not a medical professional and you think you might know something that a doctor doesn't, you don't really know.
You don't really
know. You
think
you do.
Yeah.
But you don't. In fact, what you are suffering from is something that I hate this thing, because I researched this particular situation when I got all wrapped up in the skeptic.
You're talking about the Freddy Krueger effect, right? The Freddy Krueger effect?
The Dunning-Kruger effect. Yeah, basically, it's ignorance of ignorance is basically what it comes down to.
You don't know what you don't know because you're not an expert.
That's right. And you think you know, but you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a word for that we've come up with called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And so basically what they're doing is they're telling anybody who even questions or is skeptical about vaccination or anything that science considers to be settled, you're ignorant about the fact that you're ignorant, that you're dumb, and that you are so arrogant that you think you know things when you really don't. It's almost like another one of those psyop type things where, you know, let's say you feel like you have done a lot of research, you put in a lot of time, and you have formed an opinion based on that, and you try and express that to somebody who is a medical doctor or a scientist or something like that, they then now can pull the Dunning-Kruger card on you and look down at you over their reading glasses and scold you for thinking that you're a smarty pants, right? And it's very condescending.
It's arrogant. It's authoritarian. Rough. And folks, yes. Let me ask you, how much time has your doctor researched the vaccine issue compared to you as a mom or a dad of a vaccine-injured child? It's not even a close contest. Now, part of it, you'll go, well, the doctor will say, I just don't have time to do it. Okay, fine. Then don't claim you're smarter than parents who have spent hundreds of hours, if not thousands, researching something that you don't have time to research, yet you're willing to inject into innocent children or grandmas and grandpas or anybody in between. So don't fall for, I'm a doctor, you're not. That's, you know, it's as stupid as, like, I know you are, but what am I? It's like, hello, there's no arguing there. That's not an argument. That's like post so-called Civil War. That has been settled because the North beat the South. What has been settled? Secession. You can't secede. The right of secession, that's already been settled. Wait a second. In the Declaration of Independence, if you've determined that government has gone above and beyond and you've exhausted all of your remedies, you have the right to alter or abolish it. It's in the Declaration of Independence. But if you read that into the social medias, the networks, they'll ban you for unpleasant behavior. That's like the censorship that Mike Adams is talking about. I don't know if that's what happened in this first segment. Something happened. And y'all watching right now or listening right now are going to get something. The archives are going to be corrected at least for some of our archives that we have control over. And Super Don, you'll send the right stuff to the UK Health Radio, and they'll get that first segment going. But yep. We have got to recognize that there are entities and agencies that are working against freedom. Yes, that are colluding against individual liberty. Right here in our home. Putin, he's small fry compared to what's happening on the inside with our deep, dark state. The Brennans of the world. The Comeys of the world, all of those arguing that this is a democracy, and how dare Donald Trump wink at Putin? Wink at Putin. Look, they know stuff. Not saying Putin's an ally, and also not saying he could, you know, listen, he's a Russian nationalist. Trump is an American nationalist. Would you rather be a globalist? Do you care more about other people around the world than you do about your own family? And it's not to say you don't care about people around the world, but if you can't eat, if you can't care for yourself, what good are you for anybody else, including your own family, folks? Selfishness, the good kind, stems from self-love. You love yourself enough, you love your country enough to do what's right by your country, not by a globalist cabal who wants to take your country or may have already taken your country from you. All right, we'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, Dr. Bhattar, we mentioned about that HHS lawsuit last segment, and so far, no mainstream media source has reported on it. Not one. Now, this seemingly would be a big story if there was any other law that was passed, and a part of the government did not apply what the law had said Congress had passed for 30 years, and it was just discovered, admitted to. You think that there might be one or two or 10 or 100 news sources going, whoa, what a scandal we got here. But dead silence.
Yeah, but they can't afford the public being aware, becoming aware, being made aware of this issue. That's what the 32 years and an exposure like this, nobody's talking about. Yeah, but it's not shocking. It's not surprising. I mean, we would expect nothing more from them.
Yeah. Well, it would be shocking if they reported on it until they're forced to. But this is the transformation time, because it isn't because the media is doing its job as a mainstream source of information or news. It is simply because it has become so apparent that these injuries are real, that these diseases, these chronic diseases are increasing in not only our elder population, but all the way down to the youngest among us, that eventually people say, you know what, the experts have no earthly idea what they're doing. This was my wake up. When I was 19 years of age, I finally figured out the doctors didn't know what they were doing when it came to my health. I had to look for something else. Now, I didn't know of anything else until 4 or 5 years later when I learned of homeopathic medicine and organic food and all the switches I made. But now you can't contain it. As you've said, multi-billion dollar businesses, either they're in it or they're buying it now.
Exactly. And I think that it's only going to continue. And I believe that this year, I believe that before the end of this year, there are going to be more shocking things that are going to become evident. And even despite the reluctance of the mainstream media to talk about it, they will be forced to start talking about it. And, of course, you know, Robert, we can't announce it right now, but you know what's going to be happening September, October, November time frame. We're not sure exactly the date, but there's going to be something happening big before the end of the year. And I'm very excited. Of course, the whole world is going to know about it. And we don't want to say too much about it, but we also want to get people a little bit excited. Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, all I'd ask, folks, is just keep tuning in. Keep staying connected. When we put out links in the show notes or at Advanced Medicine, pay attention to it, because you're going to be the first to know some things that are quite extraordinary that are occurring. We're in the midst of it. A lot of stuff working on behind the scenes, as we've been doing for many years. But when they manifest, it's the most exciting thing. Many years in the making, though, you just see it and like, whoa, where did that come from?
That's exactly right. And so this has been something that's been going on for probably about 4 years, 5 years. And I believe that this will, if the tipping point hasn't already occurred, I think that we will reach the tipping point by the end of this year, Robert. And I think fireworks will be early for 2019, July. We won't have to wait for July 4th, 2019 for fireworks. I think that they will start happening way before July 4th, Independence Day, July 4th, 2019.
All right, I feel like breaking out into show tunes. I'm so happy. How about a little West Side Story? Could be. Who knows? You know that one. So we've got lots of stories about obviousness in terms of the downturn in health for those that have been following the allopathic model like it's religious sacrament. 1 in 9 U.S. adults over 45 are reporting memory problems now. This could have nothing to do with heavy metals in the environment, in their teeth, in their vaccines, or anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. That has nothing to do with it whatsoever. And then, of course, you add a little bit of persistent organic gluten as far as the ingredients in there, and now you have an exponential increase tenfold. Tenfold is not 100%. It's 1,000% increase in some of these problems that people are going to experience. And, you know, one thing we haven't talked about in a long time on the show, I know we have talked about it probably 7, 8 years ago, but we haven't recently talked about the synergistic destructive nature of some of these heavy metals.
Right.
So if you have an LD1 of mercury, in other words, LD stands for lethal dose. So if you have a sufficient amount of mercury, enough to kill 1 out of 100 people. So basically you take 100 people, you give them whatever the amount that you decide. And if it's an LD17, that means it's enough mercury or enough of that substance X to cause 17 out of that 100 people to die. If you have an LD34 of something, then it's enough of that something to kill 34 out of 100 people. So that's how LD is reported. So if you have an LD1 of mercury, meaning enough mercury to kill 1 out of 100 people, and you have an LD1 of lead, enough lead to kill 1 out of 100 people, and you put that amount of lead and that amount of lead and the amount of mercury enough to kill one person in the same 100 people, instead of having an LD1, you now have an LD100, meaning you will kill all 100 people. So you take enough mercury to kill one person out of 100, enough lead to kill one person out of 100, put it in the same group of people, and you will kill all 100 people. That's how destructive they are. Now, we're just talking about lead and mercury. We don't have the research. The only research that I can find.
Oh, wait. I'm in the hold on. Right now. Find it on the break, because we got to take a break. We're going to be back talking about that research and a whole lot more, including a question of the day coming up for Dr. Bitar after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just as we were hitting the break, Dr. Bittar was about to find something. What was it you were about to find?
Well, you know, I'm writing the book on the heavy metals and heavy metal toxicity, and we're like right in the middle of this, Robert. I mean, this is a project that's been going on for a number of years as well. And I'm actually kind of excited because a lot of these projects that have been going on for some time are actually coming to culmination now, but I cannot find anything in the published research, whether scientific or medical, because, you know, there's a difference between scientific research and medical research. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of references on heavy metal toxicity and the relationship with chronic diseases and all sorts of pathology.
But the synergistic destructive nature of these metals is very, very limited amount of information. And the only study that I can really find is a study where they talked about mercury, lead, and cadmium. And that was done in the 1970s. I think it was 1972. And in that particular paper, it talks about how destructive these metals are. But they don't talk about all these other metals. Now, you know that the most toxic substance known to man is uranium.
Refining it into plutonium becomes even worse. But, yeah, it's a naturally occurring issue that is damaging to cells just by being around it. You don't even have to ingest it.
Exactly. It's uranium. And so some people do say plutonium, and plutonium is acid, except that plutonium is not naturally occurring, as you pointed out. It's a naturally occurring substance. Uranium is the most toxic. Okay. Now, mercury is the second most toxic. It's interesting, the top two toxic components, according to the EPA, are both heavy metals. Now, the problem is, if they've only done research on the lead, mercury, and cadmium, and they haven't looked at tin and nickel and arsenic and antimony and uranium and plutonium and, you know, all these different other metals, and then you've got the minerals like copper and zinc and iron that are essential for life, but in too high level, you know, copper, zinc, selenium, iron, they will kill a person. So now you've got the combination of the disparity between the heavy metals and the minerals, and people overzealously either remineralizing or the salts with the minerals aren't adequate, so the bodies don't, that the minerals don't dissociate and they'll get absorbed in the body and they don't assimilate with the body in the way that is physiologically necessary, and instead cause a detrimental heavy metal oxidative type injury, just like a toxic heavy metal would. So you've got all these different components that start to play havoc with the system. And when we start looking at the information, like when they say, what was this here? One out of nine U.S. adults over 45 reports memory problems. I'm surprised it's not like one out of three people, adults, report memory problems. Because there is so much pollution in our system, so much that we're being exposed to. And you start looking at the denudation of the neurofibrils that is caused by mercury. You look at the studies with lead that showed a decrease in IQ. These are just the two metals that we've studied, how they synergistically react with each other. What about all the other ones? We have no idea. Nobody's ever studied them.
It's a very good point. And, of course, in your research and trying to bring this out, it could move, you know, medical science, we call it, miles ahead of where it is or where it should be because of the things that were not done in terms of this discussion, much less the study. Now, there's a new guideline issued recently, and I think it has everything to do with what you're talking about. It says that the blood pressure guidelines, and they're going to roll out new ones. They're going to, like, millions more people are going to be labeled as having high blood pressure. Now, if it's just a matter of them lowering the number to put more people on drugs, it's an awareness that there is a problem, I would agree, but their solution being these drugs to lower blood pressure has nothing to do with the real reason why blood pressure is elevated, and you've pointed out heavy metals play a huge role here.
Actually, idiopathic hypertension, which is 80% of all hypertension, is considered to be idiopathic. We've talked about what that idiopathic word means, right?
Yes.
That means doctors don't know because they're idiots. No, I won't say that.
That's right. I've said it before.
That's right. So basically, when something's labeled as idiopathic, it means that we don't know what the etiology is. We don't know what the cause is. But 80% of idiopathic hypertension, high blood pressure, is cadmium-related.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually published in a journal. I think it was in Cecil's Textbook of Medicine, in fact, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, again, part of this is reducing the numbers because there's not enough people that are either on hypertension medication or the profits for the pharmaceutical companies aren't enough. So what do? They lower the standard. This is not just with high blood pressure. It's with cholesterol. Mm-hmm. When I graduated from medical school, 250 was a normal cholesterol. If your cholesterol was higher than that, then they recommended you start on a statin drug. Well, then it went to 225, and then it went to 220, then it went to 200, then it went to like 190. I don't know what it is right now because I don't even look at statin drugs, but I think something like 160 they recommend, or 180 where they recommend a person should be on a statin drug. I have no idea what it is, but it's definitely going lower and lower. And I think that the reason is, again, profitability. We don't have enough profits, or too many people are starting to go to different routes, natural routes. They're not taking the statin drugs. So what do? We reduce the standard. We reduce the level that is a threshold and make that the standard to start on anti-cholesterol medication.
Right.
So it's the same thing with the hypertension thing, and there's many other types of health issues where they now have reduced the threshold for the doctor to say, okay, you've hit that threshold, we now need to start the drug.
Yeah, they've talked about pre-diabetes, for instance, pre-hypertension. Also, remember the HPV shot I mentioned. They are not getting enough uptake of children, right? These young girls particularly, the parents are getting wind of the dangers. And so they've now gone back to the FDA and said, hey, can we get this approved for young adults, you know, or adults of any age? And that's it. It's a market grab. Oh, wait, we've got not enough here. Let's go there. Let's expand it. And the federal government usually acquiesces unless there's an overt, just they can't hide the deaths from it. And there's a lot of problems with that shot. But the same thing, like you said, cholesterol we've talked about, or the high blood pressure, idiopathic. It is not caused by lack of high blood pressure medication, but it is caused by preponderance of heavy metals in the system. You can say one or all. They all work together. Other persistent organic pollutants. We could talk so many things. Dehydration on a low level over time. I mean, there's so much going on, but none of that relates to the necessity for a drug. You know, there are times and places we've acknowledged it where drugs can be life-saving, but on a chronic basis, it is an admission of failure, and all it does is create more problems.
You're absolutely right. It is an admission of failure. That's exactly what it is, and it does cause more problems, and those problems beget more problems. And the issue is that if you don't address the causation, you don't address the underlying reason for this to happen, you will never get ahead. And the underlying reason for this happening is because the body is under a load of toxins. It's toxic. It needs to be detoxified, and it's not because a person's doing something wrong necessarily. In fact, vast majority of people don't do anything wrong. They're just living. It's the bodies that were appointed to safeguard our health, the ones that are supposed to prevent industries from putting out things that are toxic, noxious gases, the amount of mercury vapor that's being introduced into the atmosphere from smelting plants and also all sorts of different ways that we're being exposed to toxins, the pesticides, insecticides, and the contaminants in our water, and the types of things that are added to our foods. All these things are affecting our physiology. And so you could be doing the best that you can possibly do and still be exposed to these toxins. And so it's those bodies that were supposed to safeguard us that have fallen asleep at the wheel. It's their responsibility. And unfortunately, I don't think it was their responsibility. I think that it was it was supposed to be their responsibility. They already fell short. But remember that the person that should be responsible for your health is you. The person who should be responsible for your child's health is you. This is all about autonomy. This is about your body being sovereign. You have every right in the free world, living in the United States, at least, you know, maybe for a few more years, hopefully we'll still have this. At least they say we have the freedom, right, Robert? Whether we do or not, we don't know, but they say we have the freedom to make the choices that we feel are the best for us. And when people start to listen to others that talk about vaccines are safe and you should start taking the Gardasil thing for your child, for your daughter, and despite 3,000 some women that have had, you know, that have died from, isn't it 3,000 people now? 3,000 women have died from taking the Gardasil shot?
I don't know the exact number, but if you all go to sanevax.org, they've been following it from day one. And it's a horrific number of injured, killed, as well as made infertile, sterile, as well as Guillain-Barré, neural paralysis. Just so many vicious symptoms associated with this scam that they claim the HPV causes the cervical cancer 30 years in the future. Of course, it's nonsense. And 30 years from now, you'll find out it was the shot that was causing all the problems.
Well, exactly. I mean, it still doesn't make sense to me to say that, okay, there's a possible, let's even say that it does work in 30 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But why would somebody take something to prevent something from happening 30 years from now and risk getting all the other problems that are definitely happening right now?
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying, well, let's jump out of the frying pan because we don't want to be in the frying pan because the frying pan is going to get hot and blah, blah, blah. Let's just jump out of the frying pan right smack into the fire. And that's exactly what they're doing.
You're so right. You're so right. Listen, there's another study here that's, it's one of these controversies we cover from time to time. Headline reads, multivitamin mineral supplements do not reduce heart disease deaths. Now, the irony about this to some degree is that in most of the Western world, if you have a dietary supplement, you cannot put on the label, this prevents heart disease or reduces heart disease or even deaths. So people aren't taking it for that technically. They're taking it for promotion of health rather than prevention of, because they're not allowed to say they can prevent any disease. But I would argue that the vast majority of these studies are surrounding synthetic isolates that are nowhere found in food in the same way they're trying to enter into your body via supplementation. And people taking, for instance, essential fatty acids, if they're really fat, that is food. And your body's designed to eat it that way. And we know that we've got a lot of the wrong kind of fats, and people have been made to be so fat phobic that supplementing healthy fats is going to be good. But that's kind of not where this study shows us. Instead, it's just saying, hey, you know, those supplements are a waste altogether. Not all of them are.
Well, first thing, Robert, you're absolutely right. But the point that you might add is a perfect point. It's a perfect example of not looking at this on a fair basis, right? So they've already jaded the outcome by, like you said, with the obesity aspect and people marketing, you know, stay away, fat-free food, you know, you're too fat. So then they don't realize the importance of essential fats. You're absolutely right. But look, add to it this way. When you start looking at multivitamins, the vast majority of multivitamins, like the stuff that Walmart sells, or you take any of these pills, and in the 9 Steps book, I talk about how to check your supplements. You know, you take one of these multivitamins, you put them inside a glass of water, and then you look, and you don't have to know the way to calculate dissociation constants and such. Just put it in the glass of water and see how long did it take before it dissolves. And what is it? Spectrum? Spectrum, is it the multivitamin?
Centrum, that's it.
Centrum.
Yes. Yeah.
Centrum. Right. So you can put Centrum. You can take a tablet of Centrum. I haven't done this in about 10, 15 years now, but we did this before. We videotaped it. You put a tablet of Centrum inside a glass of water. Yeah. It will take 3 days, and you go back and look at it, and it's still like 95% still
right.
solid.
Right. If you ever analyze what comes out of you after you take one of those things, the pill's still there, just as you swallowed it. Folks, we got to take another break, man. We are flying through the advanced medicine today with Dr. Batar, as it always goes so quickly with you, my friend. We'll be right back. Check it out. Links are up.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Robert, one of the things that I had experienced about 15 years ago, I had a patient of mine whose brother worked for the sewage plant or something, some kind of, no, it was a porta potty company, that's what it was, in New York City.
Lovely.
It was a good job, right? But he told his brother, and his brother was my patient, that we had been talking about supplements. They had come to one of the little community presentations we were doing about 20 years ago. So they had been my this guy had been my patient for about 4 or 5 years. He's talking about his brother. They were on our multivitamins, and he started telling his brother that the one thing that he noticed whenever they would go to pump those porta potties out was these tabas, Centrum tabas. He said, you know, they had a little C on it all the time. There were porta potties just full of Centrum tabas. Now, when you start looking at a study like this that's talking about the mineral and multivitamin supplements don't reduce heart disease, what type are they? Are they going to the Walmarts where they pick up the multivitamin for $2.55 where the actual label and the bottle costs more than the actual product? And so how can you even compare that to any decent supplement that's the body's going to absorb?
Yeah, exactly. There is a difference, folks. We've been talking about that here for years, and we differentiate. When we talk about a lot of these synthetic isolates, it's not the same thing. Your body is designed to get minerals from food. Primarily, I understand there are other ways to deliver these things, and you and I have talked about unusual circumstances, even with synthetics, there's an appropriate means by which we can intervene for life-saving measures, like synthetic amino acids for intravenous. We don't have to go through the details of it. But folks, if you think that that is by taking those pills, you're going to prevent stuff, your body can't even use it. So this is an important distinction.
Very, very important. And Robert, the big thing is that for people to understand, sometimes when you talk about vitamins, they may not understand it, but you can look at quality of food. Okay, if you get whole food, and even if you don't even appreciate the difference in food, how about a car? You know, you can go get a there's a difference between a BMW and a Yugo, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's always a the point is there's always a difference in quality. You got to remember the quality. You have to make you have to compare apples to apples if you want to assess the efficacy of apples. You can't say I'm going to assess the effect of apples to basketballs and then say, well, apples don't work, but you were using a basketball to test it. Okay, so quality is paramount.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, we got a couple of minutes left. We're going to do a quick response to a listener question.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from Judy. Judy says, squamous cell surgery of some kind, didn't differentiate what kind, in July 18th, coming up real soon, prescribed Cleocin antibiotic, Valium, Zantac, and Percocet. But she says, I don't want to take them. I'm not going to take them. Do you have any suggestion for pain in case it's needed? Also, how do I detox my kidneys and my liver and my gut after the surgery? And she really wants to hear from you, Dr. Bitar.
Well, I think that the pain part, you could probably answer that better than me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got things such as arnica and some of those components that you can do preoperatively. And then, of course, afterwards, you can do things such as the CBD oils and such. Those are options that usually work. There's also some topical things that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to address the second portion.
Yes.
I will address it so succinctly, you will be amazed, Robert. I'll do it in 15 seconds. I'll do it in 10 seconds.
Nail it.
Go to advancedmedicine.com. Register for free, go through the head map, and they will tell you if you've got an issue with your kidneys or your liver and or what you need to do to support your kidneys and or liver, and you're golden.
Nice. I like it. That's going to give you more than we could have time to relate to you, Judy, in this short segment, wrapping it up here about, less than a couple of minutes left here. So excellent. So go to advancedmedicine.com, get on the Ahead Map. You're going to learn what you need to know and more. By the way, kratom, also excellent for pain management. My son had his wisdom teeth removed recently and used kratom and CBD. He didn't have to resort to any Tylenol, any of those NSAIDs or anything. So that's really, really terrific. Now, in terms of more details there, we don't have time. I will say there's one other article about obesity, and they say that alone does not increase the risk of death. And we've said this before, being a little overweight, even fairly overweight, in and of itself is not technically a disease unless there is an aberrant metabolic issue or endocrine issue. It's toxicity deficiency, and that's not what they address when they look at obesity. They talk about reduce fat, and they're so wrong.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And Robert, I'd just like to go back to Judy's question just for a second before we conclude, and that is, Judy, I wasn't trying to minimize your question. It is, if you were a patient, you came to my office and we were to assess you, that is exactly what I would start with the head map. I don't even see a patient until they've done the head map. So please do that. It will give you all the information you need to know about your liver and kidney and what you need to do to support it more if you need. And it'll help to adjust your protocol to whatever is needed for that.
All right.
But Robert, going back to the obesity thing, I totally agree with you.
Well, now it's time to tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Beagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.